Trump launches Freedom Haulers plan to replace unvetted truckers with veterans. Washington, President Donald Trump announced on July 30th the Freedom Haulers campaign to improve safety on the nation's highways by removing unqualified commercial truck drivers and replacing them with military veterans. The initiative is needed to stop dangerous conditions, he said during a White House ceremony, citing recent fatal accidents involving illegal aliens driving heavy trucks, causing at least 30 deaths nationwide over the past year. For many years, American highways and roadways have been terrorized by unqualified illegal aliens dangerously driving big rigs, Trump said. As we get illegal aliens off the roads, today we're also taking action to replace these unqualified illegal truck drivers with highly qualified American veterans. Veterans can receive up to 100% tuition coverage for approved commercial drivers' licensing programs. Benefits provided by the GI Bill allow veterans to receive monthly educational housing allowance payments, while also earning weekly salaries for driving trucks, thus allowing trainees to graduate without debt. Hundreds of veterans watched the festivities, flanked by a military vehicle and a Werner cab adorned with patriotic wrap. The Freedom Haulers program is overseen by the White House and Department of Transportation, in coordination with the Departments of Labor, Veterans Affairs, and War. The new campaign follows Trump's signing of an executive order in April, directing the enforcement of English language proficiency requirements for commercial drivers and ordering a review of domestic and international licenses to verify authenticity and validity. Officials removed more than 24,000 drivers who couldn't read or understand English language signs, according to the president. Thanks to President Trump's leadership, we are removing more and more dangerous foreign drivers off our roads every day and restoring the integrity of America's trucking industry, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said in a statement. Our new Freedom Haulers campaign will help build on these successes and get the word out that there's never been a better time for America's former service members to get behind the wheel of a big rig. He encouraged veterans looking for employment opportunities to consider getting behind the wheel to help secure the nation's supply lines. These are great-paying jobs, Duffy said during the White House event. Veterans Affairs Secretary Doug Collins called the program another victory for common sense and will allow the department to increase its support for veterans. Instead of putting dangerous illegal immigrants on the road, we should be putting trust in our veterans who have the discipline, determination, and work ethic to succeed in this rewarding career path, Collins said in a statement. Veterans play an important role in President Trump's agenda to make America skilled again and fill the gap that our workforce currently faces, Keith Sonderling, acting Secretary of Labor, said in a statement. The qualities that America's veterans have honed during their time in uniform directly translate the administration's efforts to make our roads safer and to help move critical goods across the country. Officials highlighted veterans' driving records when operating commercial vehicles, with 42% fewer accidents and 98% more miles driven than drivers with no military service. Veterans with experience driving heavy-duty vehicles during their service can fast-track entry by applying for waivers to skip road tests. Those currently in the military can opt in for civilian commercial truck training during their final 6 months of active duty, preparing them to begin driving professionally once their military service ends. Private partners for the Freedom Haulers campaign include Werner, one of the nation's largest trucking and logistics companies, headquartered in Omaha, Nebraska, which offers advanced pay for its veteran drivers, provides access to full GI Bill apprenticeship benefits, and operates a fleet driven by veterans known as Operation Freedom. Veterans make up 15% of our workforce and bring the highest levels of leadership, discipline, and technical skills that are essential to our success, Derek Leathers, chairman and CEO of Werner, said in a statement. We are dedicated to providing them with meaningful careers and a supportive environment where they can thrive. Werner committed to hiring 1,400 veterans over the next year. Training schools partnering with the administration include Troops Into Transportation. The group has helped more than 18,000 military veterans complete training programs and begin careers as commercial truckers since 2012, delivering more than $917 million in combined earnings in their first year of driving, according to Andrea Marathakis, Senior Vice President of Education and Training for the organization, which offers programs on military bases. Transitioning from the military to a career in trucking not only delivers economic opportunity for our nation's veterans, but also generates measurable value for communities and employers through reduced unemployment costs and long-term career placement success, Marathakis said in a statement.